Today we are going to look on the one of the epistles of Apostle Paul, which is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. I'm reading in the New King James Version. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be known, made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen. Bless the reading of the Word of God. With this letter of Apostle Paul is a letter to the church of the Philippi, which is in during that time Apostle Paul is in prison somewhere in Rome because of preaching the gospel, sharing the gospel. He was in prison, where I think with Silas, which is this all happened in Acts chapter 16, where in the birth of a new convert in the Philippi is being done. Now, this is also the time when the church in Philippi sent help to Apostle Paul, when they sent Epaphroditus to bring gift to Apostle Paul. And at the same time, during that time, Epaphroditus got sick, that almost he died for that. And then to the point that the church of Philippi is, you know, they are so worried about Epaphroditus and Apostle Paul. And then Apostle Paul, when Epaphroditus got well, and then he reported it to sent a news to the church in Philippi that, you know, Epaphroditus got well and they are all in peace, and you know, with the status of Epaphroditus. Praise God. And then in the verses that we read that is part of the last chapter of Philippians, letter of Paul to the church of Philippians, wherein we can see in that in that chapter that he addresses two women. Reading the early, we are going to read the early part of Philippians chapter 4, that he addresses two women, which is in starting in verse 4. Oh, okay, let's start reading in verse 1, chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat, meaning I beseech, or I am pleading, or I am begging Euodia, and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. So, yes, I ask you also, true companion, you mentioned a true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of the fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. You know, church, Apostle Paul knew that there is something that is two of the leaders, that there's a disagreement among them. Two women, which is Syntyche and Euodia, as something that disagreement, and the church is seeing that, and the church in Philippi is experiencing that. That's why even in the imprisonment, Paul addresses that they should have as an agreement and unity and the same mind in the Lord. Meaning, when you say the same mind in the Lord, what is in the gospel? Not the way they think, not the way they perceive or understand, but they should have a unity and same mind based on the Word of God. So he addresses that, and then he continued that we read on the verse 4 that rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Just now, we are going to look on that peace that Apostle Paul is encouraging the church of in Philippi. Now, question is, what is really the meaning of peace? Is it the peace that when you wake up in the morning, you know, all things is good, you have a wonderful rest at night with whom you're longing for to have it? You know, you have, when you wake up in the morning, you know, your breakfast is ready, you know, all things, you have a good health, you know, going to your office, and when you arrive in your office, your boss give you a good smile, and then you receive a good paycheck that day, you know, and you check your family, and you learn that they are all okay and doing well. Everything seems all good. Is that the peace that we are, that Apostle Paul or the Bible is telling us? Yes, probably it will be the peace. It is a blessing. It's not bad. It is a blessing from the Lord. What we are talking here is about the peace. No, others may say, yeah, that is already my peace. Others are skeptical. And some other, maybe that is kind of peace. For me, in some degree, yes, but not exactly. What for that kind of peace, what not exactly the peace of the Bible is telling us. Because that kind of peace can easily change because it is based on circumstances, no, that may come to us or to you. Or if I might cite some example, you know, when you wake up in the morning and then you're preparing coffee and your children come at you and then the coffee spill out. This is just a simple, you know, situation that sometimes it can affect the circumstances of our day or the whole day of our life, you know. Or maybe, you know, when you riding a bus, you know, and then you push the button of the red button to stop, but you know the driver was not able to stop in the right bus stop that you should go out, you know. Then it will affect again your situation, because you might be late because you know you have to stop in a long terminal of the bus and you need to come back. Or maybe when you arrive in your office and you did not receive a good smile from your boss, because probably you know you forgot something to finish yesterday and he needed it, or maybe she or he received a bad report, you know, that's why his face is not smiling, something like that. Or maybe your colleague is, you know, they are not treating you well, and that's affect the kind of peace that we understand, because that kind of peace can easily change, and it is based on circumstances. That is why that this kind of peace is not the Bible that telling us the kind of peace. Amen. So what is we totally miss the true meaning of peace, it is Apostle Paul are encouraging us to understand today. What is the meaning, or what is the worldview of peace? The definition of peace of this world is an absence of conflict or wars or fighting. That is the definition of peace in this world. But this is not the Bible. This is not peace the Bible is saying to us, and Apostle Paul admonishing the church in Philippi, and I believe even us today, to have this kind of peace today, to have this kind of peace, we need to understand the true meaning, and we need the Holy Spirit to teach us today. Now, the peace that Apostle Paul mentioned in the original text, in Greek, it means to join. It is a verb meaning to join. Or, by implication, it is a prosperity. Prosperity means one peace, quietness, plus set at once again. But it is so beautiful what the true definition of peace. It is a prosperity, and it is to join and set one peace, quiet and rest, and set at once. Okay, set at once. Again, this is the meaning, original meaning of peace in Greek in the New Testament. Now, after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 20, if you're going to read that, the Lord Jesus, when he come back and, meet his disciples, he greeted them twice. First, in verse 20, he greeted them, "Peace be with you." And then he repeated again when he meet them again in verse 21. Now he repeated again in verse 21. And then 8 days later, now with Thomas, he greeted them again in verse 26, "Peace be with you." He greeted them not "joy be with you" or not "faith be with you," because their heart and mind, the Lord Jesus knew that need to be guarded by the true peace from God. Now the question is, how can we have the peace of God? First, we must, of course, have the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because this peace is offered to all, but those only who receive the Lord Jesus Christ and with relationship to Him can have this kind of peace, that because our Father will give it to us. Second, is Apostle Paul give us a guidelines on how to receive this peace. If you read in verse 4, he said, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I will say rejoice." You know, this is easy to said and done, but really, can we rejoice in the midst of the problems? Or can we rejoice in the midst of challenges or even in sickness? You know, it is easy. It is easy to say, but it is when you are in the circumstances, it is hard to say, or it's hard to rejoice. But first, we need to see to whom these words of encouragement came from. That he has this authority, and he has this, this experience to say that he can rejoice always, even in difficult times. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 said that all scriptures are inspired by the Holy Spirit. And with inspired by the Holy Spirit. So these scriptures, this very word is inspired or came from the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit give it to Apostle Paul. And at the same time, Apostle Paul experienced this truth of the Word of God, this truth of scriptures that that even when we read in Philippians 4:11-13, if I may read it in Philippians 4 chapter 11, chapter 4 verse 11-13, he said that, "Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound in any and every circumstances. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and a need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So apostle is have the all the reason to say rejoice in every circumstances, because he himself experienced the faithfulness of God even in the tough times. And if we are going to look in chapter 1 of Philippians verses 12 and 14, apostle, when he is encouraging the church of Philippi while he is in prison, he saw differently this situation or circumstances he is in right now. He saw differently. What he saw are in being imprisoned, it was a serve, or it is God uses it to advance the gospel. That we see it in this one is take took place in Acts chapter 16, when the first convert of a convert in Philippians or Philippi is happened. That when they are imprisoned during that time in Acts 16, wherein we can see that, you know, the angel opened the doors of the jails, and that the jail guard is being afraid because he might be punished because of what happened, that all the prison will get out. And then eventually Apostle Paul is preached the gospel, and that time the jail and the household was saved. So Apostle Paul saw his imprisonment as an advancement or an opportunity to advance the gospel. At the same time, in chapter 1, verse 12 and 14, we can see also that the boldness of the brothers of fellow brethren, because of his imprisonment, that no one stopped him to preach the gospel, they become bold in preaching the gospel also. See, in this kind of experience, this kind of persecution in hard times, Apostle Paul, he saw it differently. So we also need to see and ask God to see, God, what are you doing in this time of testings and trials I am experiencing right now? We need to ask God that, you know, God is not surprised in what we are experiencing. God knows everything everything happening in our life. He is not surprised. So we ask God, if He permitted, God, what is your purpose? Why am I experiencing this kind of troubles this day? And let the Holy Spirit show and open your eyes. That same as Apostle Paul understood that it is an opportunity to glorify the name of the Lord. So rejoice in the Lord always, say rejoice, for God, in every circumstances, He is there with us. Amen. Amen. Second is said, let your gentleness be known all to men. You know, church, the first evidence that if you don't have any peace, you are not gentle, that you are harsh in your words. No, yeah, it's also happened to me that if I am not at peace, even in my work, even sometimes in a house, you know, I don't have, you know, the gentleness and the grace. Just words or even the action to say, it is a very evident that if one person don't have peace in his heart, in his mind, gentleness is not him. But it is an encouragement, Apostle Paul, to be gentle. Now, even when we see that during the imprisonment of Apostle Paul, learning that there's a dispute in the church of Philippi, he lovingly, you know, addressed Judea and Syntyche regarding their disagreement, which is probably something affected, you know, the relationship or the way the church is running in Philippi. He gently still, you know, addresses with gentleness and love these two women. Yeah. Even the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was arrested in the mountain of Gethsemane, you know, he's still, you know, so gracious and gentle, unlike his other disciple, who drew his sword and it struck one of the officer which is arresting the Lord. You know, we can see that gentleness is one of the evidence that you have peace in your heart. Third is, he said, Apostle Paul said that be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. In the church, whenever the early signs of persecutions and difficulties comes, don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. Don't those worriness creeping. Don't let the worriness, you know, overcome us. But come to the Lord Jesus and pray. He is always there to reach us and deliver us. Apostle Paul said, don't be anxious and bring your requests, bring our requests to God. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says that no temptation seizes you or seizes us. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that we can stand under it. The Lord is attentive. He is always there to pray for us. You know, I remember when Peter, when that situation that he is asking the Lord Jesus Christ to walk in water. And the Lord Jesus said, yes, come, Peter. And then Peter start walking on water. But when Peter redirected the focus of his eyes on the storm, you know, in the sea, and he began to sink. In a church, I believe that the way Peter is sinking is when he fixed his eyes on the storm, and little by little he is sinking. And to the point that he knows that, you know, probably it's already on the neck, and he asked Jesus, help me, help me. And we see in the story, and we see in the story that the Lord Jesus Christ immediately reached Peter. But this is the same way that when we start seeing, you know, the very evidence of persecutions or testing, don't think that, okay, we can still manage, no? We can still, you know, we can still stand through that, we can still face that, the testings and trials. I think, church, I would suggest that same, don't be, you know, like Peter, that whenever you are already on nearly brink that you cannot do it, it's only the time that you will ask the help of the Lord. Church, early on, you have to ask, because Apostle Paul addresses that in everything, even just the early stage, ask and pray unto the Lord, because He knows that circumstances, God knows that circumstances will affect your mind, will affect your heart, you know. You start thinking something that is not right, your heart start, you know, having the worriness, having that anxieties because of the problem, because of that, you know, that circumstances you're doing. Apostle Paul said, pray everything, bring to Him, even in the early stage, because God is so willing to help us. Amen. Amen. Now, knowing that He's concerned on every area of our life, give us assurance that even in the unpleasant situation we are facing, we have peace that protects, guard our minds from any lies of the enemy, that the enemy is amplifying and diverting our attention in the times of testings and trials, and guard our hearts, that His righteousness, God's righteousness, is the breastplate, not our righteousness, but His righteousness, that deflecting and rebuking the spirit of self-righteousness that leads to pride. Guarding our heart with the truth of His word and our identity in Him as a sons and daughters of the King, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Almighty Loving Father. Now, God is so in love to, you know, to give us whatever in according to the will that we pray, especially giving us peace, just like when He greeted His disciple that peace be with you, because it is the peace of God that will guard our mind and our heart. Amen. And as we ask Marcos to lead us in worship today. I want you to just close your eyes and think the very times or things that can easily, annoy you or something that irritate you, and submit it to God. Pray to God right now. Especially, you easily get irritated in your work, easily get irritated when the children is running around and, you want peace, something like that, you want quiet. No, pray to God. Give it to Him. Ask Him to show you, God, what do you want me to see? Is it an opportunity to advance the gospel? Is it an opportunity, God, to preach the gospel? Is it an opportunity to glorify your name? And ask God to give you strength, give you, and to show you, what the Lord is working in the midst of persecutions and testings and trials you are facing. So let us pray and let us worship.
Heavenly Maker, He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hands. I have a Maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hands. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls. He hears me when I call. I have a Maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hands. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. I have a Father. He calls me His own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. Hears me when I call.
Yes, Father God, He knows our name, He knows every thought, and He hears us when we call. Yes, oh God, we thank You for Your God that knows us, knows every thought that we have, that You are not surprised in every circumstances that we have. Lord God, Apostle Paul experienced so many things, beaten, imprisoned, persecuted, oh Lord God, mocked, oh Lord God. But Lord God, he has this heart and that he said that he continued to rejoice in the Lord in spite of everything, because you are so faithful into him, oh Lord God. You did not leave him, Lord God, whatever and whenever, Lord God, he's facing so many trials, Lord God. Even us today, Lord God, you know our circumstances, God. Help us, Father God, to see, oh Lord God, differently, oh Lord God, that you are the God in control, Lord God, in everything experiencing, God. Lord God, in even, Lord God, in tough times, God, that you will going to glorify your name. As we, Lord God, ask you, Lord God, open our eyes and understand, Lord God, that you are with us. Even, Lord God, as we start praying for so many lists, oh God, of infirmities and even sicknesses, oh Lord God, that Lord, help us, God, to understand, Lord God, that you are in their midst, that you are in control, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, even, Lord God, in prayer, that we know and understand, Lord God, that purpose that we are praying for them, Lord God. That your name be glorified, God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. So as we go in prayer, let's lift up our those who are experiencing cancer and those who are in chemo and radiation therapy. We pray that the Lord will touch them. We pray that meet them in that situation that they have, that God is still in control, that God is still work in their circumstances. Loving, you are so powerful. It's so difficult for you, Lord. Lord God, even the situation, you are still at work in them, God. We pray for your healing. We pray, God, for your healing upon them. Thank you for laying hands on them. They may see, Lord God, you are here with them, Lord. Thank you for the peace and comfort in the heart, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the life, Lord God, we want to lift them up, that you are able, Lord God, to meet them, Lord God. Every situation. Let's just continue to pray for those who need, you know, our salvation and healing physically and spiritually, that the Lord is not only in care of our physical needs and our spiritual needs. Let's lift up them in prayer right now. Thank you. you are saving them, Lord, that you are help them, Lord. Also, Lord, I thank you, God, removing every lies of the enemies, oh God, in their heart, in their mind, Lord God. Lord God, that they are hopeless, oh God, you are giving them hope, not only to give them hope, but to save them, Lord God. Lord, your hands right now, Lord God, touching their heart, oh Lord God, touching their heart. Bring the healing. So lift up all those list of having infirmities. There's a long list here, but let's just pray that God is going to heal them, and eventually this list will going to be lessened, lessened, and lessened. Because that is the will of God, that that He comes to heal the sick. Let us lift up all the leaves or anything towards you that you have in your heart right now. The song said that you know their name, you know them, Lord God, each one of them, and you know every thought, and you know every thought of them. Lord, they are praying, we are praying and lifting and agreeing, Lord God, for the healing, Lord God, of every infirmity, small and great, God, I pray. We pray in agreement, God, in faith in Christ Jesus, Lord, to bring healing, oh God, in everything. Lord, what is this? We just lift up them to you, Lord God, and we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you. Laying hands, Lord God, and performing, Lord God, and giving, granting healing, Lord God, that they have. Even Lord God, every members of the church of SP, on those lists, God, we lift them up, Lord God. Thank you, God, for Lord God, they are a full restoration of their health. We have already those who are seeking job and opportunities. Pray for God's open door and opportunities for them to work in His perfect time. Yes, Father God, we lift up, Lord God. So thank you, Lord God, for you are our provider. Pray, God, for your peace and provision upon them as they continue, Lord God, praying and seeking, Lord God, you first, Lord God, and as you preparing to open the right opportunity for them, God, I thank you, Lord God, for your comfort. Lord, thank you for that faith to continue arise in their heart. The full trust, oh God, in you, Lord God, and allowing them, oh God, expectation, Lord God. And God, you're truly the provider, oh Lord God. Even the jobs, thank you, Lord God, for preparing the right office and employment, Lord God, for them, oh Father God. Let's pray for our mission focus today. Pray for the North Korea for open doors for ministry and missional opportunities, partnership in Asia, churches in the Middle East. Let's pray for this mission. But you are so faithful, Lord God, in opening and having me start working and spreading the gospel for you. It's your will that no one will perish. So continue to live of Lord God, this nation, Lord Korea, Lord God, for a project of ministry, Lord, whatever ministry, God, I pray, Father God, you're just pulling down, Lord God, that spirit that is holding back, Lord God, of the propagation of the gospel, Lord God, of truth, Lord God, in that country. Thank you for preparing your heart, oh Lord God, and calling forth, Lord God, your missionaries in your perfect timing. In Jesus' name, Lord, we did that, Lord God. More opportunities of mission, Father God. Yes, God, it is you, Lord, you're just like, Lord God, when you call for, Lord God, fill it, Lord God, to may your Holy Spirit, Lord God, go, Lord God, to meet, Lord God, a eunuch, oh God, who's reading the gospel, Lord God, who's reading, Lord God, the Old Testament scriptures, oh Lord God. It is also our prayer, Father God, to open doors, Father God, that in your church, Lord God, to bring the gospel, Lord God, more, Lord God, in Asia, Lord God, and even, Lord, we live up persecuted churches, Father God. Pray for your peace, we pray for your courage, we pray for the boldness, we pray for your covering and protection upon them, Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, for your blessing, Lord God. And thank you, oh Lord God, for covering them with the blood of Jesus wherever they are, Lord God, making them invisible and invincible to the eyes of the enemies, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for flourishing them, even in the midst, oh Lord God, of persecutions, just like Apostle Paul. Let them continue to see, oh Lord God, what is the reason, oh Lord God, or how will you use, oh God, this time of persecution to glorify your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As of also the SP Online Weekend Gatherings, SLW, still ongoing, transformed. We praise God that they have just finished last week. Glory to God. It's a wonderful discipleship program also. Let's lift up also the migrant work, outreach, Sunday service, worship, hospitality, SP Youth, Spin and Spill service, and other meetings in any church. That's all. Let's lift up them in prayer. Yes, Father God, you are so faithful that even Lord God, we have this physical distancing, God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the one who is working, my God, in every ministry that you have opened. Father God, I'm waiting for your wisdom. I pray, Father God, that you, Holy Spirit, God, will continue to reach out every man and woman, your children, oh God. That Lord God, you are the one, you are an omnipresence, God, that you are here in every room, oh Lord God, that you can speak, oh Lord God, and talk and minister to us, oh Lord God. Thank you for all the leaders and the teachers at whom you are using, God, in this meeting. God, we pray for your goodness, covering, protection, wisdom, and anointing to continue to flow upon them, oh Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for helping us to guard our mind and heart with your peace always, God. Not in our own strength, but it's only, oh God, in your own strength. As we obey and abide in your word, oh God, that you will bring fruit, oh Lord God, in every ministry, oh God, in every discipleship, oh God, that you open up, Lord God, to us, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God. So, all these gatherings, oh God, that you have opened up, Father God, in your church. And let's continue to lift up our city Hong Kong, wherein we are, God are giving us to live and to work, you know, and to do ministries. Let's lift up that, you know, this COVID-19 will soon be totally eradicated and totally controlled in the city, that, you know, we can resume and meeting at the same time, normalize the way of life in Hong Kong once again. But also for the officers, that there will be officials in the city, that there will be a unity and agreement, and God will raise up the God fearing men and women in office officials in Hong Kong. So let's lift up the city. So God, we thank you, Lord God, for the city. Thank you, God, for you giving us peace. Oh God, in the city, peace in the city, bearing that Jesus is Lord. Continually, God, in the city, it's Hong Kong. God, for your mighty hands, oh Lord God, over Hong Kong. Oh Lord God, that this pandemic, COVID-19, is in your name, God, in Jesus' name, as we church lift up your name, O Lord God, and continue, O Lord God, to pray, O God, and come against this pandemic of sickness, God, in the name of Jesus, we come, O Lord God. O God, we bow down in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up, O Lord God, also for all those who are in government official. Thank you, God, for the unity. Lord God, thank you for the godly wisdom that will flow in their heart and their mind, oh God, that in every decision they make, it is out of love, Lord God, and not for own personal gain only, Lord God, not for their own authority. Raise up more God fearing men and women, oh God, in the official Father God in the city, God. Thank you, O Lord God, for the justices and fairness, God. Thank you, O Lord God, for flooding every corners, Lord God, of the city with the good news, with the gospel of salvation, God. Thank you, O Lord God, that, Lord God, all the body of Christ in the city, O Lord God, will be awakened, will be alive and doing well, Lord God, declaring your goodness, giving of the name of Jesus, God. You said in your word that if your name, if my name, you said, God, if my name be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. It is by worshiping, honoring you, glorifying your name, Lord Jesus, that you will draw all men unto me. So, Father, we pray, thank you, Lord God, for this city, O God, that we believe that as we, Lord God, continue to live off, Lord God, this city, God, you are working, Lord God, miraculously, Lord God, to glorify your name in the city. Bless you, we thank you, Lord God. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for giving us opportunity to agree in prayer for our brethren, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, opportunity and time, Lord God, listen and meditate your word. Really, we need the peace from you, O God. Not the peace that the world can give, not the peace that the world understand or understood, but the peace, O God, that is coming from you. That even in the times of chaos, that even in the times of testings, persecution, and tough times, God, we can still rejoice. Because, Lord God, it is you who will give us understanding and opportunity, O God, to continue to glorify you in many ways, in sharing the gospel, Lord God, in seeing, Lord God, what you are doing, O Lord God, that you are in control, that we are, God, in your loving arms, God, that we may find peace always in you, Lord God. We can rejoice in the midst of hard times, O God. We thank you, Lord God, and help us, Father, to continue, Lord God, live, O Lord God, in thankfulness, live, O Lord God, in continue of lifting up our circumstances unto you, and Lord God, to rejoice in everything we are experienced, because you are with us. Thank you, Father God, thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us understanding your word today. Blessing in honor, glory, and power, thanksgiving, strength, adoration to you alone give. Amen.